The Garden, the Curtain, and the Cross by Carl Lafferton.
Overview.
The story of Eden, the garden given to man by God in the beginning, does not end after the third chapter of Genesis. It is carried on through the rest of the scriptures, and the Anointed One is the only one that can lead his people through the separating curtain by the means of the cross. The artwork by Catalina Echeverri is a joy for children of all ages, even those really old children who need to hear the story again and again. One of my favorite books of the past decade has been God Dwells Among Us by G.K. Beale. In that, he takes us through the motif of the garden from Eden to the tent to the temple to Christ to the church to the new heavens and new earth. It is a phenomenal, brain-breaking, in a good way, book. This is almost that book for kids. While focusing on the division of man from God as the result of sin that leads us out of Eden and causes division even in the tent and temple, and then the destruction, the separation, and the work of the man God Jesus, we have that thread that reaches back to Genesis of it all to the end. The book doesn't get too heady, but calling it a surface-level undertaking would be inaccurate. In fact, it would have been good to see a little more of that thread in other parts of Scripture, but that is a little nitpicky. I would put this right on the shelf next to Kevin DeYoung's The Biggest Story, as far as story structure and art. The art here is wonderful. Gone are the days of the dentist's office, bland depictions of Jesus and children, or simple round-faced drawings. There is frameable art here. A good introduction to soteriology, theology, for kids. Final grade, B+.